Yes, Chair. Morning, morning. The department is present, Chair. We also have Mr. Nana, Mamgwenya, Mambibi, Mr. Matibe, and yourself. That makes five provinces for now. We are operating. We have apologies from Mr. Klute and Mr. Arnolds.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, no, I think let me take this opportunity to welcome everybody to our meeting. Today we are meeting with the department.
Tammy?
Of mineral and energy. They are going to brief us about the international. Oh, Mamangwenya. Are going to brief us about the other countries that they will tell us which countries are they. I am not going to waste any time. I'm just going to check whether the minister is in the meeting, and because I've seen the DG, and let me greet him. And I check, yeah, the minister is not in the meeting. Asker?
Chair.
Give us the agenda for today.
Chair, the agenda for today is the briefing by the department on the agreement between the government of the Republic of South Africa and the European Atomic Energy Community for cooperation in the peaceful uses of nuclear energy, tabled in terms of Section 231(2) of the Constitution, and also the explanatory memorandum attached to the agreement, Chair, and then also the adoption of the minutes of the last meeting. Thanks, Chair.
Agenda. Anybody agreeing with the agenda, or is anyone who want to add or omit something?
Chairperson, we received the agenda on time. If there were additions, we would have put additions on the agenda through your office. And on that note, I move that we adopt the agenda as it is.
Thank you very much, Honorable Matibe from Limpopo. Any second?
I second, Chairperson.
Thanks, Mama. Mama Bibi from KwaZulu-Natal. Thank you very much. I am not going to waste any time because I've already welcomed everybody to our meeting. Let me go straight to the department. I don't know. To check any apologies from the department.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Good morning to yourself, Honorable Chair, and good morning to all the honorable members of the committee, all the DDGs that are in attendance, chief directors and directors, support staff, to the select committee and our media houses that are in attendance, and also the representative of the Minerals Council. Chair, we only have one apology from the Honorable Minister. There is a meeting this morning of the NCCC, National Coronavirus Command Council, and the minister is part of that meeting, as well, aware that some decisions, there are quite important decisions that the structure is responsible for after the recommendations from the net joints, which is the structure that is constituted by the DGs. I think I'm going to pause there, Chair. I don't know if you want us to proceed with the presentation. Thank you, Chair. Okay. I'll take it that the chair perhaps has granted us permission to proceed.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You can continue, Advocate Nkwena.
Thank you very much.
Chairperson, sorry.
Yes. Oh, okay. Honorable Nana.
I thought you were going to check amongst members if there were any other apologies before the DG could actually proceed.
Okay, I thought Aska sent the apologies in front of us. He told us about the three apologies, but you can give any apology if you have any apology that they... No.
Honorable Lapuskatni was going to connect a bit later. She has just connected.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Melinda. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, ma'am. You're welcome. Yes.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
You can continue.
Thank you very much. Can the presentation be projected, your colleagues? Benigo? Secretariat?
DG, I gave presentations right to Mr. or Mrs. Dilero. Okay, there we go.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Chair, I'm not going to waste time. I know that we have a DDG that is very much passionate about this part of the work. That is DDG Mbambo, who will be taking us through the presentation. I don't want to delve very much on other matters. I would like to hand over to him to take the honorable members through the presentation. Over to you, DDG Mbambo.
Thank you very much, DG, and good morning to the honorable members and the colleagues in the meeting. I'm going to take you through the presentation, and the outline of the presentation will deal with the purpose, the background of the European Atomic Energy Committee, Euratom Agreement, the strategic importance of the agreement, the implementation plan, the non-compliance with Euratom Agreement, and the recommendations. Okay, the main purpose is to recommend that Parliament approve the agreement between the European Atomic Energy Community and the Government of the Republic of South Africa for cooperation in the peaceful uses of nuclear energy in terms of Section 231, subsection 2 of the Constitution. In terms of the background, South Africa signed the Intergovernmental Agreement with the European Atomic Energy Community, the Euratom, in 2013. We have attached the agreement as Annex A for the details of the agreement. On the 5th of December 2018, Cabinet approved the agreement between the European Atomic Energy Community and the Government of the Republic of South Africa for cooperation in the peaceful uses of nuclear energy for tabling in Parliament in terms of Section 231, subsection 2 of the Constitution. The Euratom has 27 countries and one associated state, and we've attached a list of countries that comprises the Euratom as member states. Among the countries listed in there, you've got Austria, Belgium, Bulgaria, Croatia, Cyprus, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Italy, Ireland, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Malta, Netherlands, Poland, Portugal, Romania, Spain, Slovenia and Sweden, and the associated state is Switzerland. The Euratom aims to pursue nuclear research and training activities while improving the nuclear safety. The main purpose of the cooperation agreement is to further expand and deepen the mutual beneficial economic, scientific, and technical cooperation. These include the research and development in the field of nuclear, the use of nuclear materials and technologies such as applications in the health and the agriculture, the transfer of nuclear materials and equipment, the nuclear safeguards, the nuclear safety, radioactive waste and spent fuel management, decommissioning and radiation protection, including emergency preparedness and response, and other areas to be agreed by the parties insofar as they are covered by their programs. The cooperation under this agreement may be undertaken in the following forms: the supply of nuclear material and non-nuclear materials, equipment and related technologies, provision of nuclear fuel services, nuclear fuel cycle services, the establishment of working groups if necessary to implement specific studies and projects in area of scientific research and technological development, the exchange of experts, scientific and technological information, organization of scientific seminars and conferences, training of administrative, scientific and technical personnel, consultations on research and technological issues, and performing joint research under agreed programs, cooperation activities in promoting nuclear safety, and other forms of cooperation as may be determined by the parties in writing. The agreement is a tool that will be used to create the foundation for the cooperation between South Africa and Euratom in the field of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. The agreement includes countries with advanced nuclear programs and have knowledge and expertise in management of radioactive waste, as we've already discussed the list of countries that are amongst the member states. South Africa, we believe, will gain lessons learned and expertise from these countries. As an example, France and Belgium have structures such as a fund to deal with the management of radioactive waste, whilst South Africa is currently developing the legislation for the creation of such a fund. And we believe as a department that cooperation with countries in the Euratom will then assist South Africa in terms of the lessons learned as to how countries go about in setting up such a fund. Similarly, Finland is busy with the construction of a disposal site for the spent nuclear fuel. While in South Africa, we do have the radioactive waste disposal site that is licensed for low and intermediate level waste. And we believe that as a long-term solution, we will benefit from these countries. Next slide. In terms of consultation internally in the country, then the agreement, when it came, it was consulted with the different organs of state. As an example, the South African Nuclear Energy Corporation, that's NERCSA, the national department, like the Department of Public Enterprises, the former DST, which is the Department of Science and Technology, now the Department of Science and Innovation, National Treasury, and the former DMR, now which is part of the DMRE, the state law advisors of the Department of Justice and the Constitutional Development, the state law advisor of the Department of International Relations, the International Cooperation, Trade and Security Cluster of Cabinet, as well as Cabinet. Next slide. In terms of the implementation plan, an instrument of ratification will be deposited with a depository with the assistance of the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, Euratom internal procedures are completed and they are ready to begin the negotiations on the administrative arrangements. In terms of the non-compliance with the Euratom agreement, the agreement contains the remedies of how the parties will deal with each other in case there's non-compliance. If either party or any member state of the community violate any of the material provisions of the agreement, the other party may, on giving written notice to that effect, suspend or terminate in whole or in part cooperation under this agreement. Before either party takes action to that effect, the parties shall consult with a view to reaching a decision on whether corrective measures are needed. And if so, the corrective measures to be taken and the timescales within which measures shall be taken. Such actions shall be taken only if there has been a failure to take decided measures within the time decided by the parties, or in the event of failure to find a solution after the lapse of a period of time defined by the parties. Termination of this agreement shall not affect the implementation of any arrangements and or contracts made during the period of its validity, but still not completed by the date of its termination unless otherwise agreed upon by the parties. In terms of the recommendation, it is recommended that Parliament approves the agreement between the European Atomic Energy Community and the Government of the Republic of South Africa for cooperation in peaceful uses of nuclear energy in terms of Section 231, subsection 2 of the Constitution. In terms of the annexures, those are the annexures we've attached. I would like to then thank the committee for making this presentation.
Okay, thank you very much, DDG. Do we have anything to add, addition, Advocate Mukwena, DDG?
No, thank you very much, Chair. I think I'll say something at the end, directed to the honourable members, with all due respect, when you allow me to give the last concluding remarks. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chair. DJ, honourable members, now is your opportunity to ask questions or to put and give an input when necessary. I will start with Honorable Nana, Honorable Ngwenya, Honorable Labostakhni, Honorable Bibi, and Honorable Mathibe. Honorable Nana.
Thank you very much. With your permission, please, can you allow me to pass this on to Honorable Labostakhni?
Thank you very much. Honorable Daphne.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I want to ask a few one or two questions. Thank you very much for the presentation. There's been mention made in the presentation about legislation that has been being put in place and certain things that we have or not have. In terms of this agreement, how many of these, if I understand it correctly, it's a skills and knowledge transfer program, a peace sort of skills and knowledge transfer program. How many of these kind of programs do we have in the country? Do we have an idea of that as South Africa ourselves or within this agreement? And does that also, the transfer of these, does that involve any fiscal or any, how would I say, the cost of these programs of transfer and so on. There was mention of a fund to be created, but will that kind of things only wait until that fund is being created, or are the pilot projects or some of these programs already ongoing, and who is financing it? That's the one thing. And then I would like to know if the presenters do have an idea of the timeline involved in the legislation being mentioned. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Lafkagni. Honorable Ngwenya. Honorable Ngwenya. Okay.
Hello.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, your question.
Okay, thanks, Chair. Thanks very much for the presentation, and good morning to everybody. I welcome the presentation as tabled by the department, and on the same spirit, I also welcome the recommendation of the department as reflected in the slide 12 of the presentation. Honorable Chairperson, I have few and important questions to ask, and some of the questions will be in line with the constitutional mandate of the NCOP. I wanted to check whether international agreement...
Mama Ngwenya, before you ask your question, please can you switch off your radio or your TV?
There's no radio. The phone was open.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry. You can continue.
I'm helping it. Yes.
Okay. You can continue, Mama.
Okay. Chair, for disturbing. That's why I said we are busy with the organization work here. They want me left and right. It was the chairperson of the province. So, Chair, I wanted to go on the questions. Chair, I wanted to know whether the international agreement will ensure that the provisional and the local government interests will be taken into consideration, particularly on the area of the cooperation as may be determined by the parties in writing. If yes, can we get more details? If no, why not? My second question, Chair, is on page 4 on bullet 2. I have seen from the presentation that the Cabinet has approved this international agreement on the 5th December 2018, but the presentation, Chairperson, is not giving us the details as to when did the Minister table the international agreement in Parliament. The question, Chair, is when did the Minister table the agreement in Parliament, and is it possible to get the copy of the Minister letter when he tabled the agreement in Parliament? Lastly, Chair, I want to know whether the Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resource and Energy and the National Assembly plenary have endorsed this agreement. If yes, when did the National Assembly finalize it? Can we get more details on that, Chairperson? Thanks very much. I'm done, Chair.
Mom, baby. Thanks, Mama Ngwenya.
Okay, thank you very much, Chairperson. Greetings to honorable members and also the officials and also the DG. Chairperson, And also thanks for the detailed, presentation. Chairperson, I've got about three questions here. And one will be, who will monitor the implementation of this international agreement? And how often will it be reviewed? My second question will be, we have learned that one of the main purposes of this agreement is to deepen research development in the field of nuclear and to establish working groups by implementing specific studies amongst the 27 member states of Euratom. My question, Chairperson, is how will the department ensure that there is a widespread of mutual beneficial economic for our provinces during the implementation of this agreement? And the last one, sir, will be whether the department will be able to provide a report to the committee on an annual basis on the progress regarding the implementation of this agreement. If yes, can we get a report in 6 months' time after it has become in operation? If no, why not? Thank you very much, Chair. If I get another round, there are about two questions that are left that I can look at. So I'm just giving others the opportunity. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Mam Bibi, Honorable Matibe.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and greetings to you and honorable members, and also welcoming the presentation as made by the department. I would like to check, why do we have from the DG and the team, why do we have protracted time between the signing of the agreement and the signing of the initial agreement and the request for tabling and concurrence by the NCOP? What were the challenges? They could not elaborate were the high caps, so that we are able to deal with that, because I don't think it will be the only agreement that is tabled to us as the National Council of Provinces. And if there are any other agreements, are they experiencing the same challenge that this one is experiencing in terms of tabling and that? The cooperation entered into is about cooperation, research and development. But I could not hear from the department in the presentation if there are any financial commitments that will be made available for our participation into that, either in research or whatever. Even if it's not as accurate as they might be, do we really have any financial commitment? So that whatever concurrence we give as the NCOP, we are aware and sure of any commitments that will be required from us and from the department. The last one is on, they said this other, in the presentation, these other countries have got knowledge and expertise in the management of radioactive waste. But I could not hear where is our level of knowledge and expertise in relation to the radioactive waste. And when it is in that level where they will answer, what harm does it make to us if our knowledge and expertise is not as at the level where they identified other countries to be at. I can pause there for now. Thanks, Chairperson. Chairperson, thank you. Chairperson, are you able to hear us?
I think she has connectivity problems. Let's give her a few minutes to sort it out. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello?
Chairperson, I'm done. I was checking. I could hear that you were no longer on the line. I'm done.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Let me give back to the department to answer.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and honorable members. We would like to welcome the questions. ADG Mbambo, together with the Chief Director, they will be able to respond to the questions and I'll come in at the end. Thank you very much. Over to you, DDG and Chief Director.
Thank you very much, DG, and thank you very much from the members of the committee. I will deal with the questions and others. Chief Director would handle them. There were questions around whether the department will ensure that the interest of the provinces is taken into account when the agreement is signed on other areas that the parties may be interested in. I think it's important just to indicate that in terms of the areas of interest, these will be determined by the parties as they determine specific areas where research and development needs to be taken in and progress like that. What is important is that a number of South African institutions and universities are located within provinces. And it would be our view then that as they engage in different areas of research and development with their counterparts within the European Union, they will also be guided by what the prevailing circumstances within the provinces in which they are situated, because part of their mandate is to make sure that research and development must translate into the economic benefits of our country. And various areas where they reside, we think that they should also be taking focus into that to know what are the prevailing circumstances. So that would be determined at the time when they decide what particular research will be undertaken and how then it benefits the various provinces within which they are located. These in particular, the institutions and universities of research and development. Then there was a question around the cost. What is the cost of the cooperation, if there's any areas of research and development? It's important just to indicate that if we look into quite carefully into the agreement, it indicates that if there's any areas that would have any financial implications, these will be dealt with separately with separate agreements that deals with financial implications. But what we understand is that each of the interested stakeholder or the party will be responsible for its own cost in terms of the research that's being undertaken. So that part will then be dealt with at a later stage when different parties or the implementing organizations and institutions decide to undertake joint research or joint work. That's at that stage. At this stage, we don't have any financial implications as to what the research may require and how the cost will be dealt with. But it's indicated that each of the parties would deal with the cost of its own. Then there's an issue whether the department has the timeline about the legislation that we are dealing with. And in particular, we were mentioning the fund bill for radioactive waste management, which the department is busy dealing with. That fund bill is very important in terms of ensuring that there's a long-term sustainability of funding projects for high-level radioactive waste, and it will be managed by NRADI. And in terms of the timelines, as we understand, that there is work that is being undertaken in order to make sure that this fund bill is presented to Cabinet in order for Cabinet to give approval for public consultation of the bill. So we're looking at, by the end of this financial year, that this would be already been presented to Cabinet, for Cabinet to approve it, to be consulted with the stakeholders. Then there was a question as to when the minister tabled the agreement, whether the department can provide the copy of the letter for the tabling of the agreement. Certainly, we would note this is an important request from the committee, and we will request that the department be given time so that we can able to find the information of the date when the tabling was done, as well as the copy of the letter of the tabling. We do have those, but it's only that we're requesting that the committee allow us some time to go find this information. There was a question from the Honourable Member Lindy, who will monitor the implementation of the agreement, and when will the agreement be reviewed? If we look into the agreement identifies the department as the responsible authority in South Africa in terms of the implementation of the agreement. So the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy will be responsible for monitoring of the agreement. May I also add that in terms of the agreement, once the agreement has been endorsed and it comes into force, the parties, that is South Africa through the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy and the Euratom, will start engaging on the implementation modalities. The implementation modalities of the agreement will be contained on the administrative arrangements, and that will be the document that will be dealing with the finer details in terms of the procedures, the frequency of monitoring, when the meetings will be held, how the projects will be monitored, if there's any project that come out of it. So that is a future work that will happen. But the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy is a responsible authority in South Africa in terms of the monitoring of the agreement. And also, the authorities may identify other implementing organizations that may implement various projects as agreed between the parties. Then as to when the agreement will be reviewed, in terms of this agreement, it indicates that the agreement will be automatically being renewed after every 5 years, after the termination date has come. It reviews itself. If the parties haven't notified each other that they intend to review the agreement, and that is contained also in the agreement. But certainly those modalities also would much more be amplified in the administrative arrangement document that will be developed between South Africa and Euratom after the agreement has come into force in terms of being implemented. Then there was a question as to why it has taken so long that this agreement from when it was signed in 2013 and when it's now being presented to the committee. So certainly there has been the focus when we initially started looking into agreement, the focus was initially on the agreements for the nuclear new build at the time, and this one was more into the research and development area, which is much more critical in terms of supporting the program. So at the time, the focus was on dealing with the agreements for countries that were showing interest into the nuclear new build. And then we decided to also pick up on this one to make sure that there's progress. Once South Africa was notified by the Euratom that they have completed their domestic procedures that will make the agreement to be enforced. And the South Africa will then also embark on the process, which is what we are dealing with now. So there was an area of focus in terms of why did it have to take so long. So initially the focus was on the agreement for the nuclear new build that was done at the time, and it was then decided that we also would have to take this one forward because it's an important area in terms of creating skills and training. And if there are any agreement and whether they have any challenges, the honorable members would note that there were other agreements that were dealt with in the past, and those were set aside by the court, and that's that process. And the only focus at this stage is this particular agreement that is now being the focus of what the department is doing to make sure that it's taken through to be binding. If there is any financial commitment, I think we've dealt with that. The financial commitments is something for the future when different parties decide on various projects that they do. But in the main, the different entities that do the project would carry their own costs in terms of implementing joint projects. And then there was a question around the South African level of knowledge and expertise with regards to the management of radioactive waste. And we would like to mention that South Africa has got a long history on the management of nuclear waste, because we've got a Quebec nuclear power station that has been operating for more than 30 years. So we've got expertise in the country. We also have an institution called the National Radioactive Waste Disposal Institute, whose mandate is to manage the radioactive waste on a national basis. And so if the committee would note that for more than 30 years, South Africa has been operating its nuclear facilities and it's been safely storing the radioactive waste, the low and intermediate level radioactive waste, it demonstrates the capacity and the capability and the expertise that the country has, that it manages the waste, and there has been no incident that has place the country that the waste is not safely managed. And also, it's important for the committee to note that South Africa has got a regulator whose mandate is to ensure that facilities are regulated to comply with safety requirements and international best practice in terms of operating nuclear facilities and in terms of making sure that the waste that is being generated is safely managed. So though the country has vast expertise and a vast experience that has been demonstrated for more than 30 years in the country dealing with the nuclear facilities. Then there was a question around whether the department will provide an annual report to the committee on a 6-month basis after the agreement has been completed. I think it's important to notice that the modalities of how the agreement will be managed will be dealt with, in particular after the parties have the agreement been coming into force and they have put together the administrative arrangement document that will spell out how the agreement will be managed and what frequencies certain reportings will be done. So that at this stage, where we are, it's a future activity that will take place in terms of identifying how the administrative arrangement still will be concluded between South Africa and the Euratom, and that's when we can deal with the matter. DG, I would like to pause there.
Thank you very much, DDG. I don't know if maybe there is any. I don't know if there is anything from the Chief Director.
Well, thank you, DG and DDG. I think there's one question that was asked by Honorable Labuschagne regarding whether if the funds to be created will wait for the agreement to be in place. I just wanted to clarify that they are two separate processes. The fund is following, the bill is following the legislative process that Mr. Mbambo spoke about, and the agreement, this will be the process for it. And in terms of who's financing the fund, I just wanted to mention that it will be a polluter's pay principle whereby the radioactive waste generators will be contributing to that fund so that we are able to manage the radioactive waste nationally. Thank you, PC. I think Mr. Mbambo has covered most of all of the questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chief Director. Over to you, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, DG. Members, I'm giving back to you whether did your question has been responded well, or do you want to have Honorable Ngwenya, Honorable Nana, Honorable Labuschagne, BB, and Radima Chief?
Honorable Chair.
Any follow-up question?
Honorable Chair, this Honorable Labuschagne, I'm fine, thank you. A lot of questions has been raised by the other members and all of them has been answered. I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you very much. Mama Ngwenya? Okay. Honorable Bibi?
Thanks, Chair. I don't have any follow-up questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Honorable Bibi?
I'm covered, Chairperson.
Yes.
Honorable Matibe?
Chairperson, I'm okay. I think they have responded quite extensively on the questions that we asked. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And Matibe, it means members satisfied with the answers, DG. I don't know, before we can go to conclusion, do we have it before conclusion?
Thank you very much.
Hello? Thank you. Someone who wanted to say something before DG?
No, Chair.
Remember?
DG, continue. No, the DG can continue, Chair.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
DG, but it's not your closing remarks, ne? I'm still going to give you the closing remarks.
Okay, no, thanks. I think we are covered with the questions.
I wanted to say something. Okay.
Okay, members are happy, and so I'm happy as well, Chair, that the members are happy in the manner in which all the questions have been responded to. Thank you very much, Chair.
Okay. From my side, but I'll wish to thank the Department of Mineral Resource and Energy for this
international agreement with the European Atomic Community. And the committee notes in this regard that the agreement includes countries with an advanced nuclear program, expertise and knowledge that will benefit us as South Africans. And in it, and its aspiration that will benefit South Africa and others. This foreseeable benefit will not only affect the energy sector, but it will benefit and contribute towards the economy of our country and all sectors that will be benefiting from such nuclear. I would like to say even the Department of Agriculture or Agricultural Industry and Health Sectors, scientists, research, they will benefit from this. It is not only going to be benefited from the energy sector, but all the other sectors like your environment, they will benefit from it. In my conclusion, Chair, I mean, DG, the consultation process on the agreement conducted by the department is appreciated. However, the Department of Health and the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development seems to have been left out of this process. The department are also beneficiating of this agreement and should be made of aware of this agreement. The proposed implementation plan for the ratification of this agreement is welcome, including the instrument to address the potential of non-compliance. We are agreeing with this agreement with the department. We would like to this agreement to be implemented, but it must not exclude other sectors. It must include be inclusive. It must include everybody. It must benefit the country as a whole. And DG, I would like to tell the minister that this agreement, it must not be in on paper only. It must be implemented. Because numbers of the agreement, the department, other department, or let's say country as a whole, we mention all the agreement with the international, but there was no condition. So please, department, we requested that you must put your thumb that it must not come again to the committee or to other to parliament without any implementation. With this, we thank you very much. And I'll give you to the closing remarks, and the department can leave us
as the committee. Chairperson?
Yes?
We still have to adopt the report if the committee is happy and approve the said agreement. We still have to adopt the report of the committee, so I need a
second. Are we approving the report? I mean, are we approving the report with the department? Or we leave the department? That's why I'm saying, let me give DG to give us the closing remarks.
Okay.
And then after that, the committee will remain. And if they are agreeing to adopt the report, we'll continue to adopt the report. DG?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. I will be very brief. Chair, I wanted to say we would really like to thank you very much. I'm doing this on behalf of the department and also as well as the ministry, because we are assigned, or we have been assigned by the minister to represent the department and both ministry in this meeting. We would like to express our words of gratitude in a manner in which we have worked with you throughout the year. And, you know, even though that we had some disruptions as a result of COVID-19, but then the new phenomenon then kicked in of virtual meetings. Since honorable members have been very hard at work, and you have kept us extremely busy as the executive. We really appreciate that. We understand that at times it will be difficult. We will not see things the same way, but you have a duty as members of parliament to exercise or to play your oversight role over the executive. And our responsibility is to ensure that we comply with your decisions or resolutions from time to time. And now, Honorable Chair, as you're aware that it was actually really a very interesting year for us as a department, where we had the two former departments of minerals, as well as the Department of Energy, where the departments have been amalgamated. And through that process, I mean, you have been very supportive. I would really like to thank you very much for that. And also, Chair, lastly, in relation with the point that you have just raised, you'll remember that I think it was around the 15th of October when the President presented the economic reconstruction and recovery plan to the joint sitting of Parliament, where he highlighted the issue of implementation. We are quite very much alive to that fact, Chair, that we have to implement your decisions, we have to implement our decisions, we have to implement all the programs that we have agreed that we'll be able to implement. And from time to time, we'll be required to come back to you as members of the Select Committee to give a feedback on the progress that we have made in attending to those projects or targets that we have put for ourselves as the department. And so we'd like to assure you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members of the Select Committee, that the department is like it has been rejuvenated. We are hard at work. We'll make sure that we don't fail you as you are representing those, masters of our people out there. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members.
Thank you, DG. Before you leave, I was advised that the department must remain for 2 minutes or 5 minutes. Atka?
Yes, Chair.
Yes. Let me check with members before. Members, we do have the report in front of us for this. This agreement, the international agreement. I just want to check with you whether do we adopt this report today. Honorable Matibe.
Can you repeat yourself, Chair?
Oh, I'm saying, do we accept the report of this international agreement? As the committee.
Chairperson?
Yes, and Ntate Matibe.
Thank you very much for that. We have indeed been given the presentation by the department, and I'll persuade the committee to give concurrence and acceptance to the agreement as put forward, because by the look of things, it will be very beneficial to us to have expertise in that regard in terms of the nuclear energy. But I had thought the secretariat will prepare a report that, if required, to be presented to the National Council of Provinces. We adopt it as a report rather than us adopting it this way. But we are in full agreement with the report.
Thank you very much.
Chair, I have a report which I can read out to everybody.
Yes.
Report of the selection.
Chairperson. Before that.
Chairperson, I thought that we should say whether we adopt the agreement or not. And the Honourable T.V. Maiden actually a proposal and said he thinks we are, that is a good, well, a lot of good things can come out of this. Are we just going to adopt it? Are we going to vote on it? What? Let us just adopt the report, otherwise the department is going to sit here for the next how many minutes?
Okay. I think to adopt a report, we need 5 provinces, and we have 5 provinces in the meeting.
I have moved for the adoption.
I'll also read it. Let me read it.
No, don't read. Don't read Asuka.
Don't read Asuka.
You should have read before we adopt it.
Yes.
I second Chairperson.
Okay, thank you very much.
Second Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Nana. Thank you, Mama Labokakni. Advocate Gigi, the report has been agreed. We approve the report back to you to go and implement Gigi.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. We are saying we have adopted the report. Now it's upon your shoulder to make sure that this report is implemented. Like you said, you are going to make sure that you whatever you said. I don't know. Do you have anything to say after adopting the report?
No, thank you very much, Chair. I don't have anything to say. I would like to thank all members for their decisiveness. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you. You can leave the meeting, DG, and your team, and go well. Take care of yourself during this festive season. We know sometimes when it's festive season, all of us who are going around don't stay at home and drinking and driving, and this is not right. I'm not saying DJ and his team, they are drinking and driving, but I'm just advising to say we rather stay home, because the COVID is still there and we must adhere with the regulation of the COVID. Thank you very much. Go well. See you next year. So, members, while the department is leaving the meeting, we can. What else after? Is it the minutes or what?
For the just the minutes.
The last minute. And what else?
So that's it. That's it. Just the minutes.
Yeah. Kitty minutes is that when? When is the date?
3rd November.
Okay. Members, did you receive the minutes of the 3rd of the November?
Yes, we did.
On time. And then did you have anything that you just want to correct in those minutes?
No corrections, Chairperson.
And then do we adopt? I put this set of the minutes in front of you members for adoption.
I move for adoption, Honorable Matuza.
Any second?
I second, Chairperson.
Okay. Thank you very much. Members, this is our last meeting. I would like to ask Honorable Labuskakni to say something before I close the meeting. Honorable Labuskakni, just to thank the committee or do what?
You
this is our last meeting.
Thank you very much, Chair. You love it to put us on the spot, hey? I just want to say
it's you and Honorable Nan, right?
Yes. From my side, I want to also say that, as the DG said in his speech, this was a year full of unplanned events. The COVID-19 virus got into this country, and I must say we all went through some experiences and some dramas that we didn't expect. I am very proud of the way we in the NCOP managed to do meetings on the digital platform. And although a lot of us had connection problems from time to time, I am very appreciative of all the effort of the supporting staff and all the professional staff and everyone in the back room that we don't always see on screen and that we never hear, what they put in and the hours they spend in this time to make it us be able to work and to do the oversight and to do the work in Parliament that we are here to do. I always want to say thank you to the colleagues and for the collegial way that we are doing this. I know that from time to time we do have our differences and that we can have robust discussions. I think that is needed and necessary to really get to the bottom line of a lot of issues. I still think that we've done a strategic planning session. And I think as a committee, when we do the next one, we have to just have a look and on the tracking document that we have to see, you know, how many things we still have to do and how many new things are coming in so that we can stay on top of the challenges and the oversight that we need to do. From my side, thank you very much. I must say the one thing I don't appreciate is this notion of due to virtual meetings and COVID, it seems as if nobody knows the meaning of time anymore. People can start from 6 o'clock in the morning until 12 o'clock on
night. At night, I think we should do that. and make sure that our working hours are reasonable hours at least. And then I just at the end want to say I do hope that everyone is going to take most probably a shorter break than usual, but really have a nice break and spend some time, although we were confined to with our loved ones and family for quite some time during this year, but spend some quality time with your family and loved ones and friends, and be safe, and God bless. I wish you a happy and a blessed festive season. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Labuskasmi. Let's give a round of applause, honorable members. I'm saying let's give honorable Labuskasmi a round of applause, honorable members.
We have done.
Thank you. Honorable members and our support team, this has been an unusual and challenging year. The with COVID-19 pandemic affecting our work and plans, including our life. It was so tough for us, everybody. Under this challenging, from time to time, the committee has adapted and we have made some notable achievements in this term of our oversight roles over the department or executive. We have made it, no matter what happened. I would like to take this opportunity to thank members for this day, for their hard work, and they have been putting in our they are putting us in our continent dedication to serve the people of South Africa and to ensure that the executive deliver. Your staff, if you were not there, really we couldn't make it as honorable members. Most of the issues that sometimes we don't understand them, you were there always. You were always helping us. You were always be on our side. You were always accepting us as your colleagues. We like to thank you. This year, 2020, when we look at back, all of us in this committee, we don't like it. Some of the members of the committee, when they look at back 2020, tears are dropping from their eyes. But we would like to say thank you, God, because you were there. You have been there with us, no matter the challenges that we have come across. God was with us, and members. I wish you, everybody in this committee, Merry Christmas and prosperous 2021. Let's continue to adhere the COVID-19 regulation and save our lives and our beloved ones. Because if we don't adhere with the COVID-19 regulations, we'll lose some of our family members and friends. Comrades, colleagues and members, it was a tough year for us. It was a tough year, but let us not put in our mind that it was a tough year. I would like to thank you, everybody. And I want to say to members, when you get home, tell your partners to say the committee thank you for releasing you to be from time to time be in the meeting. Sometimes you don't have time for them because you are preparing. Even we are working at home, sometimes we are busy with our work. Tell them that we love them as a committee and we thank them. Thank you very much, honorable members and colleagues. This meeting is officially closed. We will see you in the plenary and take care. Bye bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye bye, Nadine. Thank you, guys. Have a nice Christmas.
Same to you.
Yes. Mama, love you guys.
Thank you, Mama.
Thank you.